Proclamation number 8633, dated the October 2nd, 1963. People don't know about their immense spiritual hardship. You humans are not conscious of your hardship, yet this calamity cannot be described to you pessimistically enough, so that you will endeavor to remedy the situation yourselves, for you can do so providing you muster the firm will. But first you have to recognize this adversity yourselves. You ought to know that you have reached the end of an eternally long process of development through the earthly creation, that you had to suffer indescribable torments during this time, and that you now, as a human being, are able to end this state of torment and enter the spiritual kingdom as a free being of light. You ought to know that it is your last opportunity to free yourselves from every physical shell, but that you now also have to lead an appropriate way of life as a human being, otherwise you will fail and the whole preceding path will have been in vain. You ought to know that you, in that case, will fall back into the deepest abyss again and have to cover the path through the creations in appalling agony once more, constrained in matter. You humans live your lives irresponsibly. It does not occur to you that you are on earth for a purpose. You do not concern yourselves in any way with such thoughts and don't recognize a spiritual reason for your existence. You do not look for a God and creator, from whom the creation as well as you yourselves originated. You live indifferently and, most importantly, you live without love. Only love can take you to the final state of perfection. Only love guarantees that blissful fate in eternity, since you only need love to attain the last goal, the final release from matter. For although you will enter the kingdom of the beyond after your physical death, you will nevertheless not be able to detach yourselves from earth, and then you can still descend further and get banished into matter again. But you can also be caught unawares by the end while you are still on earth, and then you will return to the abyss without fail, from where you had worked your way up already. And you will have to bear this awful fate once more, for I cannot digress from the law of eternal order, even though my love belongs to you and will never ever abandon you. But I cannot bypass my justice, which is equally part of my perfection. Time and again I call to you, take stock of yourselves, you are traveling the last short stretch of the path. Don't take the wrong path which will inevitably lead to the abyss, but join me and cover your earthly path holding on to my hand. Consider the possible cause and purpose for your earthly existence, and truly, I will illuminate you in this respect because I want you to follow the path to your father's house, because I long for your return to me and would like to spare you the terrible fate of a new banishment. Realize the fact that you are in tremendous spiritual danger and try to change it, for it is entirely due to your will to fulfill the task that you are allowed to embody yourselves as human beings. But you have to liberate yourselves from worldly longings. You should not look at your earthly life as an end in itself, but always recognize it as the means to an end. And it will be possible for you to live an expedient way of life if only you endeavor to live a life of love. Then you will have escaped the risk of failure in this end period. Then you will recognize ever more clearly why you are living on earth, and you will always make the effort to fulfill the will of your God and Creator. You will enter into a father-child relationship, and then the Father will take hold of you and draw you to Himself and never ever let you descend into the abyss again. Listen to my admonitions and warnings, change your way of life, and try to conclude the infinitely long earthly path in order to enter the kingdom of light and bliss after your physical death. And if you muster this determination, then you will also truly receive the strength to do so, for I will help you until the end so that you will attain life and not fall prey to death again. Amen.